unfortunately, she went to prison. I did not. And this is the program that she went to after when she came out of prison. And I'm telling you, it is a wonderful program for women coming out of prison. And then let's pray for Miss Wanda. She's healing from lung cancer. She's actually gaining weight now, y'all. She's up to 70 pounds.
Wow.
Possibly 80 now.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And then let's pray for Miss Judy. And then pray for Chris Carnahan.
Amen.
And I hadn't ordered any bracelets in a while. But the Lord had me order some this last week before I knew you were coming. And one of the bracelets in there is Grace. Mm-hmm. Says Grace. And it says, Grace and peace to you from God, Amen. Our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to give you that bundle that has Grace, Lord, sir.
Yeah, thank you. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. So this morning, God, you told us to let our requests be made known unto you. Now, Father God, this morning we come before you. God, we pray for the family of Kelly and God. Father God, we pray, God, that you would give the family the strength to knowing, God, that he's in a much better place, God, that he is in your bosom, God. We just want to say we thank you, God, for strengthening the family, God, giving them the strength, amen, that they need in this time and in this moment. And Father God, we just want to say we thank you, God, for this family, God, because they're going to continue to trust and believe in you, God. Father God, we pray for the branch, the Bobbies, and amen, and God, we just pray, God, that whatever the will that is that they need, God, we pray, God, that you will come and meet their need in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for Wanda. Father God, we just thank you for him, God. We thank you, God, for the healing from the lung cancer. And God, I know for a fact, God, you are a cancer remover. And God, and we just want to say we thank you, oh God, for touching the bodies, God, because you said with the stripes of Jesus, Father God, we are healed. And we believe that by faith in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Judy, God, that you will continue to give her the strength that she needs, God, for whatever she's facing, God, in life and through her body, situation, whatever she's going through, God. We know you're well able, God, to turn situation around in her life. And God, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for Chris, God, that you will continue, Father God, to touch, oh God, touch, God, and heal, God, and God, meet the needs, God, whatever the desires, God. We pray, God, that the blessing and the favor will fall up on him in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, and we give you all the praise, and God, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor, God. Hey, amen. Because you said in your word that the affection, fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. And God, and we thank you, God, and we just believe in God, you're going to meet the needs of these prayers that have been requested. And God, and we just thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Aglow Game Changers and Beyond will be meeting this Thursday, March 14th at 6 o'clock at Janice's Cafe in Elk City. Join us at 5:30 for fellowship and food. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. God has designed us to be unique. What we feel, how we see, and why we express is unequaled. You have a reason why you are here. He wants to help you with that reason. You are a channel to your world. What flows through that channel is how your world will experience the influence of you. So what goes through you is what feeds your world.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Contact Drews at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Lindell Brown. His title is God Will Turn It Around. And before we get started back, Miss Audrey asked us to pray for Billy Johnson. If you would pray for him, please, sir.
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you, God, and we lift up Billy Johnson before you, God. You know the needs. You know whatever he's facing with, God. We know you're well able, God, to touch and deliver and set free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Billy Johnson, we say all is well within your body. All is well within your life. Because great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And also, God, while I was praying for Billy Johnson, amen, this other young man, believer of Jesus Christ, Johnny Johnson, came into my heart. And Father God, and we pray for Brother Johnny Johnson. Father God, and we just pray, God, that you would give him the strength that he need, God, whatever he's facing with, God, give him the strength, God. Father God, and we yet is not going to give up, God, because ain't nothing over till you say it's over. And Father God, and we pray that you would give Brother Johnny Johnson the strength and the peace that he need, God, within his heart and within his mind. In Jesus' name, Billy Johnson, I know you would like to say, all is well, all is well. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before we get back started, would you like to share information about your church, location, times of services, and anything else that you would like to share, sir?
Yes, I would like to say those that do not, amen, have a church home and those that just want to come and visit, Grace Temple, amen, Worship Center at 601 West 20th Street, amen, here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Service time starts Sunday morning. Services start at 11 o'clock. And also, what we have on Sunday morning also at 9:30, we have what you call equipping classes, amen, where we come and share the word of God, equipped us, amen, whatever we facing in life, we're equipped us, amen, how to handle it, how to go through it, and amen, the word is so powerful, amen. So we ask you all to come, and on Wednesday night, we have what you call Wisdom in the Word, Wednesday night, start at 7 o'clock. I guarantee you, I promise you that you will be blessed. Amen. And I ask you all, we know Easter, amen, comes in the last day of March this year. Amen. And happily, that Sunday is a fifth Sunday. Amen. And we use fifth Sunday for women's. It's where the women's be in charge. They come and, amen, have the programs. And, amen, I want you to know that my wife, amen, Naquita Brown, will be preaching, amen, the word of God that Sunday. Amen. That is Easter Sunday, the fifth Sunday of March. Amen. Come on out and be blessed and visit us. Amen. And see the movement of God take place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Something for myself personally, you know, Pastor Lindell, whenever my husband passed away 10 years ago.
Is your mic on?
No.
I was like, what is going on?
I thought it was. Sorry, thank you. I'm so glad you're bold enough to say, hey.
It took me a second. I thought it was over here first because I was like, why isn't that moving? No. Okay, sorry.
For me personally, the Lord saved my life more than once.
Amen.
And my husband passed away of the end stages of Hep C, which is liver cancer. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. I was there.
Yes.
He was home where he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out that I had it was devastating. I watched him die of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to one hospital and they refused to treat me because I made a decision that I feel the Lord led me to make the decision to stop one thing and only do this other thing.
Yes.
And so I did that. And when I went into the hospital to get treatment, they refused to treat me.
Yes.
And then told me that SoonerCare would not pay for my treatment, which was a lie, I found out. I was at the end. I was sitting in my living room begging God to take me now because I didn't want to die the death that I had just seen my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
He was in and out of like 13 comas within 3 months. It was very horrific to watch his stomach. I mean, just the things I seen, I will never forget.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was just, Lord, please. I don't want my family to go through what I just went through, what we've experienced together. I don't want them to have to do it again.
Amen.
Please, Lord.
Yes.
Just take me now. Bring me home. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. And in that moment, I had the TV on and a commercial came on and it was the liver care clinic.
Mm.
And the Lord told me, Lindell, he said, call them. They will help you. Mm. And I heard it. I took it. I took the number down. I called them the following Monday. And I called them and spoke to a lady and explained everything to her, what the other hospital had said and denying me treatment and everything. And I was hopeless, absolutely hopeless of getting healed.
Yes.
And she so sweetly, and I will never forget her voice because it sounded like an angel. She said, Miss Lovell, please come see me as soon as you can. We can and we will help you.
Look at God. Look at God.
Please come see me. We understand everything. I understand everything you just said to me. And I'm okay with your decision. Please come see me. I went, and my mama, she was living in Dallas at the time.
Yes.
And my mama loves me so much, she would drive y'all 5-6 hours just to come and take me
to these doctor's appointments so that I wasn't alone.
Look at that.
I am now hep C free.
Look at God.
I don't have to worry about that death. Death,
you, Jesus.
Where is your sting? Yes. Where?
Where is it? Yeah.
Where? Yes. Not here.
That's right.
Not here.
Yes. And you know what? That just lets, that ought to encourage people that
yes.
know that God can turn things around.
Yes.
I don't care how rough it looked like. Amen. Look at you today.
And you know, Pastor, that was a direct, I don't want to say consequence, but it was a consequence of my actions.
Yes.
I went through those, I was a very angry at my late husband
mm-hmm.
because he used IV drugs. I got Hep C from using after him.
Yes.
And I was like, how could he do that to me?
Yes.
And then I had someone brave and bold enough to say to me one day when I was wordaria on everything.
My God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, that wordaria we get yes. occasionally.
Yes.
And this guy looked at me in the eye and said to me, because I had a lot of bitter and hate in me that needed to come out.
Yes.
And he looked at me and he said, "Sister, did he hold a gun to your head? And that's why you got up? Or did you just crumble and cave
yes.
and made the choice to go ahead and get up?" Brother, I just leaned back and started weeping.
Yeah.
And I just was like, "Lord, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
"Thank you, Lord, for letting me see what I need to see
mm-hmm.
to get out of this."
Right, right.
But that Hep C, even if it's a consequence of your action.
Action, yeah.
And sometimes God
would allow if you to go through things.
If you'll surrender it to yes. what I had to do is surrender
yes.
myself mm-hmm. and everything in me, the hurt, the anger,
yes.
the resentment, because it was hindering my,
mm-hmm.
it was hindering me.
Yes.
And I were to read over my God.
Yes.
I just, all over here. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yes.
I can't carry it no more.
Yes.
Here, God.
Yes.
Can you?
You cast
will
it to
you?
Him.
Will
yeah.
you?
Gave it to him.
Can you and will
yeah.
you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To God, God is so faithful.
Yes.
You know what? You remind me of things when I was going through my, when they were, I knew I was healed from cancer. So, you know, they was telling me, well, the cancer you have is normally, if it get healed in one place, it's going to go through your lungs. And then if it don't, we don't find it in your lung, it's going to go through your kidney. Wherever you don't find it in your kidney, well, we got to do another. Then, you know what, I came to agreement that I was going to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I told them? I said, "This the last experiment.
Come on.
You gonna
come on, right there.
You're
going
to perform
there.
On me.
Come on.
Because I know I've been healed.
Yes.
I know I've been delivered.
Come on.
And so I am not
yes.
going to let you try to keep poking on me and trying to find something that is not there.
Come on.
Amen. Because when God heals you something, listen, it's already done.
Yes.
Amen. When God turns things around in your life, and amen, for your good, it's already done. Amen. So don't let nobody come and
mm-mm.
put doubt back in you.
Mm-mm.
Fear back in you.
Stop
Amen.
It at the door.
Come on, stop it at the door.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Only you can shut the door.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Only you can shut the door.
Yes.
So whatever you face in life, don't let nobody come back
mm-mm.
and put that thing back on you.
Mm-mm.
Shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And say, "It's already done. In Jesus' name."
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We surely appreciate you coming in, sir.
Yes,
we
do.
This has been an encouraging word.
Yes.
We've got listeners that we've been praying for, and I hope that they've tuned in and grab a hold of some of this hope and joy from up in this room. I hope it's transmitting through.
And I thank y'all for the gift.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for the gift.
Yes.
Amen.
I actually had taken a break for, I don't know what, a few months now, 6 months maybe. I don't even know how many months I've taken. I've taken a break.
Flying by. It doesn't seem like it, but it could have been.
I've taken a break from doing the bracelet deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Hang on, correction. Because he loves me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
I believed a word. I quit doing the bracelets because I felt like it was enough. Why you keep doing that? They're still sitting there. You know there's still bracelets in that basket. But the Lord told me to order some more.
Yes.
Last week. Before I knew he was coming. Yes. Maybe the week before. And then one of the packages had that grace in it.
Yes.
And as we're sitting here this morning, the Lord said, I want you to give that bundle that says grace to your brother Lindell. We got to be careful what we listen to.
Yes.
The voices.
That's right.
Because when it comes to God and the things of God, it's never enough that you should stop.
Amen.
That's right, sister.
That's right.
So I'm in the process. Pardon me, y'all. I'm in the process of getting back on track.
Amen. Pray the Lord.
Because I listened to the wrong voice.
Yes.
When I heard the voice, I didn't feel the voice.
Yes.
But I felt the heaviness of the voice. And it was condemning, you know, making me feel like I was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, so we have to watch it. We have to be careful. And when we do catch ourselves there, call on Jesus.
Right.
And he'll show up. He never left you.
He'll show up on
time. He never left in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say his name, he's like, I've been here the whole time.
Right.
I've just been waiting for you.
Yes.
I've been standing here. Not invading your personal space.
Right.
I've just been sitting here waiting for you to say my name.
Right.
Say my name.
Yeah.
Say the name of Jesus.
Yeah. You're called like the. Let me read this 21st verse of the 50th chapter of Genesis. It said, "Now therefore fear ye not." And he said, "I will nourish you, my God, and your little one." Amen. Thank God for the nourishment of Jesus Christ. He knows what we need. Because the Word of God said, I know your needs before you even ask me.
Yeah. He knows them before we even know them.
But that's right. So he'll come in and nourish us. Amen. So I thank God for the nourishment. Amen. That God knows what we need right at the nick of time.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He know us better than we know ourselves. Amen.
I'm glad All right,
y'all be blessed on today. Yes.
It's so good to meet you in person good to see you. Healthy and well.
Yes, yes.
And spreading your encouragement.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Lindell Brown, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.